I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Grant, he's Danny, this is The Fan. Should the events of this week, Cousins, Redskins, no deal, drama, weird statement from Bruce, still calling him Kurt, national attention about him saying his quarterback's name incorrectly, Cousins coming on our show saying all of the right things, diffusing what could have been a bomb, change any of your expectations about the team this season? That's the question at 800-636-1067. Said differently, Monday before the deadline, we ask you to call in and tell us what you think the Redskins are going to do in the way of a 16-game regular season record. Is your predicted record the same today, sans deal for Cousins and whatever tension arises and him having to play on a tag and the pressure that comes with that, the coaching that comes with that, whether you do anything differently or not, call plays in the red zone differently or not, you got a quarterback looking for millions and millions of dollars. Not to mention just the added tension and drama around the team, because this becomes a distraction. It was last year. It was the number one question asked of most of the players. Really, from the middle of the season on, what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins? They had to be involved in the referendum and the weekly dealings with every throw he made being analyzed to the extent, even at a position where I think every quarterback in the league is overanalyzed.
Sure, everybody gets digested and dissected a million times over, but when you're on a one-year referendum, should they pay me or not type deal, it's even more so, I think.
Did the events of the week change your expectations for the team? That is the question at 800-636-1067.
My answer to this is no, because, as I've talked about previously, and this will become more evident as we get closer to the season, I am predicting disaster. Everybody else seems to have a quiet confidence about them, thinking, hey, they built something, they had a couple back-to-back nice years, and maybe they've got some improved personnel in a couple spots if the defense is better, I'm simply going on Redskins history. Every time in the Dan Snyder era, a football person has been ousted or has left, and the boobs take over, the inmates run the asylum, so to speak, there has been a disastrous season. Post-Schottenheimer, Spurrier. Post-Gibbs, Zorn. Post-Shanahan, or the final year of Shanahan, as Bruce is wrestling control back from Mike Shanahan, the 3-13 disaster. Gruden, 4-12. We're on pace for another one of these, despite a better roster on paper than they've had in some time. I like a lot of this roster construction, thanks to Scott McLuhan, and thanks to a couple smart decisions, honestly, from Bruce and company. So this offseason has confirmed that they can't get out of their own way, to me. The idea of not overpaying for Kirk Cousins, by the way, is a reasonable position. Now, the mistakes that it took for them to get there are not reasonable, but you could forgive that because the only decision you could make on Monday, so to speak, was the one that was on your plate. You couldn't go back and change history and remake some of the decisions that you screwed up in years past. The only option ahead of you to make changes was Monday's decision of long-term contract, not, et cetera. So when you don't sign into a long-term deal because you don't want to pay a certain amount of money, that's a reasonable position. What's not reasonable is to have a pithy, whiny, bitch and moan press conference for five reporters that you handpicked to basically shoot salvos across your quarterback's bridge and have the fans turn on him. What's not okay, it's okay to move on from a general manager. What's not okay is to have Bruce or somebody in his office leak nonsense to the Washington Post. Nothing is done with dignity. Nothing is done with class. It's the same petty, small, infighting organization that it has always been under Dan Snyder.
The statement made it more difficult to sign him at the end of this season that Bruce Allen made. There is no doubt in my mind about that. However he felt about this organization, there's a reason he wasn't willing to renegotiate this year. There's a reason he didn't send an offer back. Everyone says, well, why didn't he? People speculate he doesn't want to be here. I don't completely agree that he doesn't want to be here, but he didn't want to sign with these guys right now. We know that. He said he needs more time. He's got to figure some things out. I think one of the things he's got to figure out is whether or not he wants to work with Bruce Allen and his front office. Well, that statement didn't make him more likely to want to do so. He can come on the show, and he did, by the way, and say that it didn't bother him as much as it bothered other people. even if you believe that, which I'm not sure that I do. I think he's just a classy guy who was taking the high road. But even if you believe that, I think you can also admit that what Bruce Allen did didn't make it more likely for Cousins to want to come back. The only thing that could have happened is the ball could have moved in the wrong direction there. But in terms of this season, the win-loss record, I had them in the 7-9, 8-8 range before they didn't sign Kirk Cousins. I've got them in the same range now. However, rather than saying 8-8, which is what I was predicting, I might go 7-9.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that I do feel a little bit less optimistic about this season. And it's because here we are less than a week and a half away from training camp, closing in now on less than a week, actually. It starts next week. And not only are we still talking about this, we wouldn't have been if the deal got done, by the way.
Right.
We would just be looking at the offense and projecting out in the future and the salary cap and how to make this all work. So it's a distraction that they wouldn't have had because it would have been over. I actually think it would be easier for Cousins to play well if he had a long-term deal. Mm. He clearly doesn't believe that, for the record, or else he would sign a contract. But I think playing every single week where you've got to...
Where it's a referendum.
Yeah, be playing for your future. I think it makes it harder to take chances in the red zone that might lead to more points for the team. I think it makes it harder to make small window tight throws where you're worried that every interception might be the one that leads to you not getting paid or your numbers getting worse. But the other thing here that makes me think a little bit less about what the team can do this year based on them not getting a deal done with Kirk Cousins, I think there's a small chance of this, very small, but I don't think it's crazy. There is added hostility, I will bet, for the team to the player now compared to a few months ago that he did not send that offer back or wasn't willing to negotiate. Not to say that they're done with him. But if, let's say, they felt a 6 out of 10 about Cousins before he decided not to send an offer back and played hardball, maybe they feel a 5.5 now.
You're talking about the front office's perspective.
Organization in general.
Gotcha.
Maybe that's Jay, maybe that's Bruce, the people that matter, right?
Right.
I think that his leash got a little bit less long this season. And if, in fact, this year is off the rails and bad, without him having a long-term deal, I could see them doing the, let's see what Colt McCoy's got thing. You know what? Kirk Cousins isn't our guy of the future anyway. We're 3-6 through 9 games.
Well, they've been 3-5 every year for the last decade,
exactly.
Right?
But I don't think that would happen. But I do think that they can now justify a late season change at quarterback if Cousins is playing even okay or well. If Cousins is playing solidly, but they're losing a lot of games, which is absolutely possible. I could see Jay making a move where he goes, yeah, we're not sure about Cousins, whether or not he's going to be here. We want to see what Colt looks like. And something like that would completely detonate any of your chances to be good in December. So, again, I think that that's unlikely. I wouldn't say it's probable. I do think it's plausible. I don't feel that different, but a little bit different and a little bit less optimistic because – it's one thing to have drama at the beginning of the offseason. It's another thing to be the laughingstock of the league around the combine with McLuhan. Here we are now on July 21st, and it released this weird statement, and there's still all of these swirling winds that I don't like. And training camp, the bus is on its way down to Richmond with the equipment.
Right. The attitude of we know better than everybody else when there is a giant sample size that says, no, you don't. Just try to copy one of the good organizations once and see what happens.
Yeah, how long do you get to keep saying that before you just decide that you don't know better?
2 years, you did it like the good teams, and you had your two best back-to-back seasons that you've had in your entire ownership, and that's gone now. Remember that. Never forget. They had a GM. Now they don't. They have their own structure with a yes man in the form of Doug Williams. The Jay Gruden calling plays again, underrated to me. Matt Kavanaugh, the offensive coordinator, not Sean McVay. The offense took off with Sean McVay. I have no idea what Matt Kavanaugh is. I don't feel great about it. New defensive coordinator. Don't worry, guys. The solution was in the room all along. Defensive line is not adequate to me. I know you drafted Jonathan Allen. You need 4 more guys, in my humble opinion, that they didn't go get. I like some of the acquisitions. I love Ryan Anderson. I like moving Sua Cravens into his more natural role. I don't trust their safety spot being any good. I need bounce back years from guys like Kendall Fuller, Breshad Breeland. All of a sudden, you go down the list, way too many questions on defense for me. You let your 2 most reliable players on offense, non-Jordan Reed division, go in terms of Jackson and Pierre Garçon with this whole new offensive concept where Jay Gruden is trying to manage the game, which he can't do, and call plays. We've got 1 year sample of that where he sucked. Now, he's a better coach now than he was then. Still, way too much uncertainty for me. We're treating Jay Gruden, or the Redskins are, as if this is Bill Belichick. This is one of the great coaches of all time. Let him pick everything about how he wants things operated. I'm not there yet. I got a lot of questions.
And so you know how we feel. How do you guys feel? 800-636-1067. We'll get to your calls next. It's a simple question. What did you think the team was going to do this year before the deadline passed without a deal? What do you think they'll do now? Did your expectations change for the worse or for the better with a motivated player on a one-year deal? At quarterback, Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.